Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thank you.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, it is. Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The buzz about today and maybe what's going to happen this week. Give you a little preview of the exciting things to transpire, like the President's State of the Union address. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Prime time viewing,
yeah.
Right there.
What?
Prime time viewing right there.
Yes, it is. Prime time listening on Good Day. So how many of you have booked your trip to Cuba? Kenny wants to go. Richie wants to go. Jennifer wants to go. Who wants to go to Cuba?
Right, I don't hear a lot of excitement.
I think the big thing now is to try and get to Cuba while it's still a time capsule.
Well, before the casinos go down
and
rebuild.
Exactly. Right.
Because you know that Bill Marriott's family is down there trying to break ground on something. You know that Harrah's is down there. Donald Trump is down there. They're all trying to develop something.
New rules went into effect on Friday, making it easier for us to get to Cuba. New flights from New York and Miami going down to Havana now have been instituted. More businesses can sell goods to Cuba. Payments become easier.
So my only question is, why haven't you bought us tickets?
Yeah.
I have actually asked the question about how we could. Well, because their infrastructure is so bad, we would have a hard time doing a radio program down there at the moment. That's the only thing that keeps me from wanting to be.
I'm pretty sure Cuba has internet.
1,000 people have it.
Cuba
internet. Yeah, listen to him. He's all doing his thing.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yep. Internet in Cuba. Here we go.
Yeah, hurry up.
Top five from Mashable. Top five things you need to know.
Right. Don't go there.
Well.
Nope.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm loading.
Bring home
here
a cigar if you do.
Right.
Internet access is the greatest obstacle. 25% of Cubans have internet access.
What did I just say?
2011. There are creative workarounds. So they have some of that. And let me see. The number three thing you need to know about internet in Cuba. There's actually very little online censorship. Number four is the Cuban government has a significant online presence. And the fifth thing you need to know about Cuban internet is internet surveillance isn't sophisticated, but Cubans take it for granted.
All right, so how many people do you think would confuse that today's Martin Luther King Day? How many people do you think Martin Luther King was a Cuban?
I don't.
No, you don't think many people would think that he was a Cuban?
Why would you think that?
Well, because there are a lot of people who are so confused. Jaywalking, hello. Anytime Howard Stern sends a reporter out to talk to people on the street and any other number, I would like to do it myself. A lot of good radio programs do it in their markets. And the answers to questions come back are appalling, frankly. It's just the lack of information.
The beauty of walking around
education
on the street is you're always going to find some stupid people.
Right. There you go, Richard.
I wouldn't say that is the main. So it's great to walk down the street, talk to 100 people, find five stupid people, and put them on TV.
There you go. Or radio.
Right.
Okay. So what's open and closed today? State federal offices are closed in observance of the holiday. Most offices, no matter what, if they're municipal, government-related, schools are closed, libraries are closed, banks are closed. Post offices are closed.
Yet I was talking to my buddies and all the government contractors are working.
Yeah.
So even though they're closed.
Liquor stores are open today, Richie. Malls are open.
Well, you need the liquor stores.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what do we have here? There's a video of the day today at DougSteffen.com that's really quite special that I'd like you to listen to. We'll play some of it later on in this half hour. We're going to meet Rosalind Reed, who has a focus on Dr. King. There is a piece of audio that Richie has that comes from the last speech he gave
right.
the day before he was murdered. Most people don't realize Martin Luther King was only 39 years old
right.
when he was murdered.
And you listen to this speech and how telling it is, because he talks about, I'm not worried about longevity in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to live a long life, but I'm not worried about that.
All right, listen to this.
This is April 3rd, 1968.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges, because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
I think one of the things most notable here are the eeriness of
so
what some take as a prediction that he would be killed. And the next day he was. Yeah. So some thoughtful, provocative.
Such a great speaker.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that
right.
Powerful or what?
Speaker. And again, he was his experience was 39 years of life.
Right.
Crazy.
Especially
right.
when you realize, looking back now, that the next day. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yep. That's the thought. All right. In a moment,
do
we'll
know
meet.
Much about his parents. We'll have to figure that out.
No, I don't think we know too much about him. Well, the focus though on what he would be thinking or saying today, given what went on in Ferguson and New York and some of these other places where there have been problems.
Al Sharpton will tell you what he would say.
Well, let's find out. Let's dig a little deeper than that, Richie. Rosalind Reed joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I have Roylynn Reed with us now. She teaches tolerance and works with corporations and organizations around the country. Diversity is her focus as the CEO of Consumer and Market Insights, serving on the board of directors of the Women's Business Council Southwest and the Minority Business Development Council. Familiar with race relations. Nice to have you here, Ms. Reed. I wonder what, in terms of our focus on Martin Luther King today, what do you suppose he would have thought about the events in our country the past couple of months with regard to race, specifically the police, white police, black people being killed by the police? What do you think?
Well, definitely, of course, we can recognize we've come a ways, but we would no doubt still have a long ways to go.
So
and
how
I
would
think
he,
that's just a fair statement.
I think you're right. I think, how would he, do you think, I mean, this is just media speculation, but you know, some people call it nonsense, but I think it has its place because when you listen to his words, when you think about the activity and the things going on in our country 52 years ago, and think, okay, are things better now? Well, maybe in some regards. Rasmussen suggests 17% of us now rate racial relations as good or excellent. I think there's a lot of racism in our country. What do you think?
Well, you know, that is true. But when we look at anything, it has to be continuous learning and continuous improvement. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, a lot of those who were involved 50-some-odd years ago are either older or were not even old enough or born. So if you think about just how life is in general, you know, even when we talk about our children, now that time is going on, they were babies or may not have been born for 9/11
how
or
do you
when
do?
The Space Challenger
yeah.
you know, blew up. So we've got to educate.
And that's the problem with not having school on Martin Luther King Day. It seems to me we're not doing a good job of telling his story and or some of the other stories that need to be told,
you know,
so that we can calm down the fear that exists with people. You know, you go look at the Michael Brown thing, and there are a lot of questions still that haven't been answered, and a lot of people conjecturing. And without good information, many of these problems get exacerbated. Do you agree?
That does happen, absolutely. But even when you look at history, too, Doug, it's rich. The story with Martin Luther King Jr., because it wasn't just the African Americans who were responsible for making things happen. Of course, it was maybe the majority, but there were many Caucasians, white,
yep.
who joined the cause, and there were a number of them who actually lost their lives as well.
Yeah.
We can't forget that. Even that's part of the history that we need to learn. What was it really about, and the accuracy and the detail, and how can we replicate that to move things on?
Richie, you want to ask him?
It's interesting. Roylynn and I have two kids, 1-7 and 1-10, and we live in a very diverse community just outside of Washington, D.C. And they are clueless as to any kind of racial tensions, anything, until really they start learning about Martin Luther King and how this country was back in the 60s, and that's when they go, wow. But they, all their friends and all the kids that they hang out with and everything, it's such a mixed pot, and it makes you wonder. We need to learn about it, but the innocence of kids gets spoiled by the world that they get raised in, and it's kind of a sad dichotomy there.
Sure. You know, that's a very good point. And that's probably true with just everything. That's why we have history. I think, well, let me just start here. Our nation has done its part. It's made it a national holiday for us to recognize Martin Luther King Jr.
And now it's kind of up to us to do the work, Roylynn. I think we need to do some work to understand better his message. Thank you. Roylynn Reed here with us in conversation on Good Day.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For whatever the reason, the video of the day today didn't get a lot of buzz when it was first released in 1986. Identified as the King Green Chorus, they perform in the video that you can see as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Some of the biggest names in music, We Are the World sort of a thing, Al DeBarge, Whitney Houston is in this, Tina Marie, Lisa, Menudo, Stephanie Mills, New Edition, Curtis Blow, The Fat Boys, Run DMC. The song is called King Holiday. It was only available on a 45. Listening to this. Actually, we have two different versions of it in our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. We have the song itself, which you're listening to here with all those people that I just enumerated.
We have the full version.
Well, yeah. But then we have also a version, the longer one includes a minute or so of introduction with one of Martin Luther King's sons answering children's questions.
Welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. The center is the living legacy to Dr. King and his dream.
He had a dream?
Oh, yes. He had a dream for freedom, justice, and equality for all people, everywhere.
What's this?
This is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Dr. King for his nonviolent work.
What's that?
That's the proclamation declaring Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday, a holiday for peace.
Was Dr. King a good man?
Was he a smart man?
Was he a kind man?
Yes, he was all of these things.
How come you know so much about him?
Yeah! Yeah!
Because he was also my father.
So, a little hokey, but yet the message is clear. And I think, sort of, if I can follow up on what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the essence of how we're learning and how children learn. Richie had a pretty good example. It depends on, all of this stuff completely depends on where you come from, where you live, what your background is, what you and your children, your family are exposed to. There are plenty of places in this country where race relations are not an issue. But yet there are other places that you wouldn't think. I was in St. Louis over the weekend, and I've been there for a long time. I worked on Camo X for a while there, and but I haven't been downtown for an age. It's like Detroit. St. Louis is, you go down that interstate as you're going out to the airport. The airport is a ghost. I mean, it's like a wasteland in comparison to what it was like when TWA was in business. It is amazing the change in that city in a number of years, and mostly since TWA went out of business. It's around the airport, but going down the interstate, all these burned out buildings and buildings that are falling apart. It really was very discouraging to see. And those neighborhoods around, the closer neighborhoods around St. Louis are where the black people, black population is. And then as you go further out, and I think this maybe is the case in many cities, into suburbia, you find the white population. But I was also taken back, Richie, by the number of non-American blacks, that is, non-native blacks, live and service and work. There are lots of people who are Muslim who have moved to St. Louis. You see the garb in the hotel where I stayed, the people who are working on the staff, many of them wearing the garb. That was very interesting and very telling about how this country has changed. One wonders, as you acknowledge that and as you observe it, what would Martin Luther King have said about that? Would it have been something that would have been encouraged? I think so, probably. Diversity is a great thing.
Equal rights for everybody.
Right. Diversity is very helpful as long as it's constructive. And I think that's what you were talking about with regard to your children. Anyway, food for thought. 28 after, we got a lot of things to think about here. That's the idea. This is the idea bank, in a manner of speaking. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
So today, there's got to be a good day today.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, supposedly the host of this program. I guess that's why it's called the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yeah, right. Yeah. Jennifer Warren is here. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler is here. I have Dr. Bruce Shanahoff reporting on some information medically between the lines, if you will, between the stories. Army recruiting station ordered by higher-ups to shelve a sandwich board on the sidewalk with the wording, quote, on a mission for both God and country. The order went out to a recruiting station in Phoenix that had been displaying the outdoor sign since last fall. The signboard also shows an image of a Special Forces patch, Ranger Airborne Special Forces tabs. Inquiry from the Army Times to the U.S. Army Recruiting Command prompted the sandwich board's immediate removal. The command spokesman said that the sign's text was changed by local recruiting personnel without clearance, say it again, Doug, clearance from high command. So, command says, nothing doing on a mission for both God and country. Offensive? You offended, Jennifer?
No, I actually like it. I am not offended. I'm offended that they would say to take it down. How about that?
All right. Richie, offended?
I'm offended that they're offended.
Oh, I see. Okay, everybody has a... I was talking about Bohannon on the air on Thursday or Friday. Jim Bohannon said something on his program that I heard. We're all offended by everything. Everybody's offended by everything.
Yeah.
Kenny?
I'm offended at the bureaucracy that made this an issue.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there. That's what it goes around the table, literally and figuratively.
I heard on the news here locally, there was a case where they were investigating a church that had one of its signs painted on. and the church had posted a sign that said Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
Somebody went and spray painted over black and painted All Lives Matter.
Mm.
And the pastor took the sign in and used it as a, he said,
good lesson.
Well, he was not for it, All Lives Matter. He was for Black Lives Matter. And he said, this is how, on the news clip, he said, this is how hatred starts, in little ways like this, and then it grows and grows. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, all lives do matter, including black lives. And why wouldn't that be your message?
Well, it ought to be if we all want to, as Rodney King said, just get along.
That would be a brilliant man.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It is.
It's that easy.
Yep. Too bad his message has been skewed over the years.
A program implemented by your friends and mine at the NSA to help us and our allies track the bad guys, specifically looking to figure out what was used by North Korean hackers. These people are still on this. They are a determined New York Times story today. Suggests the NSA began placing malware in North Korean systems about 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Purpose of the surveillance was to gain insight into North Korea's nuclear program, but the focus shifted after the cyber attack on South Korean banks a couple of years ago. So in the case of the Sony Pictures hack that knocked this company on its butt, investigators believe the North had stolen the credentials of a Sony, say it again, Doug, there, Sony Systems Administrator, was it Lisa, was that her name? That's how they connected the two of them. They are determined to make this something that is state to state instead of company to state, or, you know, what I'm saying is somebody that was angry inside of Sony, I still believe that's the most credible way of putting all the pieces together.
I totally think this was North Korea.
Hmm.
And
back to that again?
Me?
Yeah, but, or were you always a North Korea guy?
I always was.
Hmm.
I 100% believe it was North Korea. And I 100% believe that we have been inside of North Korea's systems and computers for five years.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If we can be in Germany's, right, we can certainly be in North Korea's. That antiquated system they probably have.
Update on Ebola treatment. We spent a lot of money, $750 million, to help build these treatment centers when it was all a hot story, what, 4 or 5 months ago, Ebola. Now these treatment centers, some of them anyway, built by our troops, meant to take the Ebola patients, are empty. Not being used, never were used in some circumstances, and hardly used in other circumstances in Liberia. Washington Post today reporting the worst of the deadly outbreak appeared to have passed before the first center was even opened. Why do we do this stuff? Why? Why is it that we're so out of touch? We don't know when the worst is over and when to stop. So we build these damn things and nobody's using them. And we spent $750 million of our money to do it. How is it they keep doing stuff like this? Why are they so out of touch or whatever it is? How do we let them get away with it? More than anything else, it's just, it's tragic, and it's I get angry, frankly, and you can hear it sort of in my voice. Ah, I don't want to focus on it. Grand Slam season beginning today. Australian Open. Mm-hmm. How many people are interested in who's playing and who might win the Australian Open?
I haven't followed tennis in a while, but it's fun.
Fun. What is there about tennis that's
fun? I think it's kind of boring.
I do, too.
No, I mean, it can be, but the personalities, you know, everybody remembers as a kid watching Jimmy Connors and, you know, and all the greats back then. And then, you know, it was cool, but in the past decade, I don't think I followed tennis much at all.
Mm.
You know, when Andre Agassi cut his hair, I was out.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I lost interest in tennis.
Let me tell you something. That guy lost interest in tennis years before he quit. Oh, man, what a mess he was going on.
The German anti-Islamization group, who knew, the group was called Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West, Pegida. holding weekly rallies across Germany. They called off a rally planned for today in Dresden. They started organizing it in Dresden in October. They've been having protests, haven't been a lot of people paying a lot of attention to them until what happened in Paris last week. So now, because there's attention being focused, they told these people don't have the rally. I find this very interesting. All of it is just so, it's just so driven by the news media. These things, these people have been having these protests and meetings and rallies for a long time. And now all of a sudden somebody gets wind of it and they send a reporter over there. So the people say, oh, nope, we don't want this kind of press coverage. Stop. Stop. You can't have these protests any longer. Imagine if that was said in America, what would happen? Do you think that could happen in America? Is there, again, we think about the protester of all protesters, Martin Luther King Jr. He was the king, if you'll pardon the pun, of protesters, wasn't he? I mean, think about...
One of the biggest.
He was it. So how would... Again, I ask the question, because I think it's a relative question. How would he handle the events of our time in these places? It's just really very interesting. So anyway, because the militants, the bad guys, have threatened to take some negative action in Dresden, they called off the anti-Muslim rally. But again, most of the Muslims that are the baddies didn't even know this stuff was going on until all the attention started being paid after what happened in Paris.
Do you think that they like that you call them baddies?
Which baddies? You talk about ISIS?
You're
and
like,
then
those baddies.
They are baddies. ISIS is bad.
Al-Qaeda
are bad.
You baddies.
They're baddies.
You're a baddie.
Why, you
baddies.
Think that that's a little silly.
Waving your finger.
Right. Yes. Speaking of bad, the annual climate report was released. As we already know, last year was, for some, the warmest year since record-keeping began 128 years ago. Alaska, California, Nevada, Arizona, record heat. Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, New Mexico. Also, last five years, warmest on record in those states. The data is being used to put together yet another report. How in the name of God do we have all of this time and money to devote to these reports? Every time you turn around, there's another global report. UN does a report. Fine. United States does a report. Fine. Some private interest groups do. They're all coming up with the same information, so why the heck do they keep duplicating their efforts? And the information is inconclusive, at least in the way I look at it. So anyway, but it's yet another yakking point. You know, we have talking points and we have yakking points. That's a yakking point for me anyway. Anybody agree, disagree?
It makes you yak.
It does. It makes me yak.
A little in the back of my throat.
All right. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will be here to help me with my yak.
With your yakking.
I have a yak problem. And Dr. Shanahoff is going to help me in just a moment here on Good Day.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you. What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. His website, 818newback.com, is always full of information that will help you to understand what's going on in the world of medicine in general, how you can make what goes on with many of us. I'm certainly a victim, having been in Bruce's office. Not a victim of his. Excuse me. Yeah, I can twist that around a little bit. Anyway, speaking of twisting, he has, I will tell you that since I got my shots that I told you I was getting on Thursday, I have been able to sit and be comfortable. And I was one of the most memorable. I was at an event this weekend of talk radio people, and I described the 4-inch needle that was used to lessen the pain in my butt. And that was one of the takeaways from the weekend. So, anyway,
glad you're feeling better.
I am, in fact. So, let's talk about your research, because you do this every week for us, understanding medically what the powers that be would want us to know and what, in fact, we ought to know.
Okay, Doug. Well, good morning to everyone. And, you know, I'm taking a week off, okay? This week, I just don't want to have to complain about the crummy medical care that this country has to deal with and how we overpay for it and how it's just so, you know, we have the inmates running the asylum when it comes to the medical profession controlling health care in this country. Instead, I want to talk about something really positive that we can all do, and it's because healthy relationships lead to better health. If the people around you, you're getting along with better and you have more harmonious relationships, it does have a positive impact on health. And I came across 36 questions to bring you together. It was written by a psychologist back in 1997, Arthur Aaron. It was titled Experimental Generation of Interpersonal Closeness, and it was published in Personality and Social Psychology. And what you do, I did it this weekend with my wife. We sat down, we went through the 36 questions. You each answer each of the questions. There's no right or wrong answer. But when you're done, it takes, you know, 45 minutes to maybe an hour and 15 minutes to do it. You do feel generally closer. You feel happier to be with that person. There's something about it that connects people.
I actually read about this, and I heard that if you do this with someone that you're dating, that this is how people fall in love. That's the rumor. If you do these 36 questions, you should be able to fall in love with the person you're with.
Jennifer, I would believe that, because I can tell you when
you
Joanne and I finished.
Questions?
Well, let's go. We can, yeah, we have time. We can go through a couple of them. I'll somehow I give me one moment here to. Oh, please. I'm having a hard time finding it. Ah, here we go. Okay, so here's an example. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you choose? Okay? I mean, it's, you know, pretty straightforward question. Again, no right answer.
I'd go mind.
Another one. What's that?
I'd go mind.
Me too. That's what I voted for. But, you know, you just learn about the person. Another one is, for what in your life do you feel most grateful?
That's true.
Another one.
My family.
If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly. So there are some kind of dark questions. But if you're going to die suddenly in 1 year, would you change anything about the way you're now living and why?
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff with us on Good Day.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From the movie The Cable Guy, Jim Carrey turned 53 over the weekend, so he starts out movie moments with movie music and a smile coming to a lot of people's faces. Chucker's not around today. Jen Jen's going to bring us up to date on what the box office totals were. But first, we have our, using Jim Carrey, I guess, as the focal point here, we have our contest to qualify you for a four-day, three-night retreat. All luxury for two adults, two children. If you have children under 15, this would be very cool. Going to any of the three beaches resorts that are located either in the Turks and Caicos or in Jamaica. So what we have here is a question or two. I don't know if question. I'm going to ask you to identify the movie from which this audio comes. You get three clips. If you figure out what the audio is, you'll dial this at 888-302-3684. First person on who gets the movie correctly will qualify for our drawing scheduled February 6th for the all-inclusive luxury resort destination that you will be able to take your family on if your name is chosen. So here we go with clip number one.
All the greatest anchors have had their own signature sign-off. Like, well, and that's the way it was. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. And that's the way I
I like it.
Who is that? Well, we know who it is because we talked about his birthday. What's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Next one, Richie.
God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm the ant. He could fix my life in 5 minutes if he wanted to, but he'd rather burn off my feelers and watch me squirm.
Got it yet? 888-302-3684. Last chance. Here's the last one.
Really something, isn't it?
Is this heaven?
No, this is Mount Everest. You should flip on the Discovery Channel from time to time. But I guess you can't now, being dead and all.
I'm dead?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
That was one of his, not best roles, but a very good role for Morgan Freeman. Okay, what's the name of the movie? It wasn't a great movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it was something that people remember for sure. 888-302-3684, winner coming up here, plus weekend box office winners on Good Day.
According to the calendar, winter's only a few weeks old. Had enough? Day Show and Beaches Resorts want to send you on an island getaway. 4 days, 3 nights in Turks and Caicos, Negril, Jamaica, or Ocho's Rios, Jamaica. It's all inclusive. It's what you need. It's what you want. You take care of the airfare. Beaches Resorts does the rest. Beaches Resorts, the luxury included vacation for everyone. Visit online at beaches.com. Details and full rules at DougStefan.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, let's see here. Let's Mike, Richie, are we putting, let's do Mike first. Mike, what's the name of the movie?
Well, I was saying Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's a good guess, though. Yep. Jared, what's the name of the movie?
This one is Bruce Almighty.
It is. You qualify for our drawing February the 6th to one of the Beaches Resorts. Hold on just a second. Richie will take care of getting your name. Jen Jen, who won at the box office this weekend?
In huge amounts, American Sniper made $90 million this weekend.
Promotion,
so
yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Followed not even close by The Wedding Ringer at number 2, making $21 million. Paddington made $19 million. Taken 3 came in at number 4. And Selma at number 5 with $8
million. $8 million for Selma. All right, so
the weekend.
The American Sniper may have be. I saw something that suggested it may be the best or most successful movie that Clint Eastwood has ever been involved in, given the fact that he's 84 years old and he's still producing and directing. That says something. I think it does anyway. Story at DougStefan.com about Nike confirming that they're working on Back to the Future 2 self-tying shoes.
Love that.
My God. All right, well, I think they're. And Kenny, aren't they trying to bring that franchise back somehow? Back to the Future?
There are rumors that they're doing that.
Yeah. All right, 59 at the hour on Good Day.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.